How long has she been in the United States?
Ugize imyaka ingahe hano muri Amerika?
Hano, pagize umwaka umwe n'amezi
atanu. 1 year and 5 months.
So she came here when she was like 88 years old.
She was 89.
Interpreter Patrick Bagaza speaks with 90-year-old Therese Namuje during a trip with the Refugee Elder Program to the Speed Art Museum in Louisville. The language is Kinyarwanda, and they're talking about how Namuje's fled from the violence in her home country, Democratic Republic of Congo.
She was a refugee to a neighbor country, Rwanda, almost 20 years.
The museum trip is one of the many ways the Refugee Elder Program encourages better English language skills. The program is sponsored by Kentucky Refugee Ministries and funded by the U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement.
Closes the window.
A major part of the Refugee Elder Program is offering English classes every Tuesday and Thursday in Louisville. Some refugees in the program speak several languages, like 63-year-old Jacqueline Belezi.
My first language is French and Swahili.
She learned some English when she was in a refugee camp in Uganda after she fled from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Our country has many problems, like war, kill people, kill innocent, and my husband was victim for killing in Congo.
The English classes also create a sense of community that can help refugees move forward from their many hardships.
Boy opens the door.
Retired banker Beth Clark is one of the English teachers and says most of the refugees are consistent about coming to class.
So we feel like we're doing something right, even if they don't learn a lot of English that really sticks with them. And some of them do learn and do graduate up from this class to the next level. But some don't and, you know, have come for years to the same class. And they're voluntarily coming, and we love to have them. And, you know, whoever they are, we try to do our best to make America feel like a friendly place to them.
D-E-F.
Bonnie Lossie is a retired nurse and art therapist who's an English teacher with the program. She says she has one general goal for refugees who have to begin with the basics.
How to write their name and their address. So to do that, they have to learn the numbers and the alphabet.
Four. That's Namagisha Namahoro, who's from Congo and whose native language is Kinyarwanda, with English teacher Kevin Marie Nuss.
40219.
Nuss says she's inspired by the refugees, especially after all the challenges they've endured.
These folks are all elders, so it just amazes me that some of these classes, these folks have never been in a school, and so they don't even have the letters or the numbers as a starting point. And so in their 70s, 80s, even early 90s, they're in a new country, completely different environment, trying to learn this drastically different language.
Nuss has learned to say sing in Swahili.
Learn to sing. Quimba.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. Production of this story was supported by the Gerontological Society of America, Journalist Network on Generations, and the Silver Century Foundation.
J-K-L-M.